World War I was a crusade to redeem the whole world, according to Woodrow Wilson. Even Wilson's pacifist Secretary of State, William Jennings Bryan, could not shake off his vision of a Christian world order, complete with a global prohibition of alcohol. One objective to all of this might be, so what? It's interesting in a counterintuitive way to learn that a bunch of dead liberals and progressives thought this or that, but what does it have to do with liberals today? Two responses come to mind. The first is admittedly not fully responsive. Conservatives in America must carry their intellectual history, real and alleged, around their necks like an albatross. The ranks of elite liberal journalism and scholarship swell with intrepid scribblers who point to hidden histories and disturbing echoes in the conservative historical closet. Connections with dead right-wingers, no matter how tenuous and obscure, are trotted out as proof that today's conservatives are continuing a nefarious project. Why, then, is it so trivial to point out that the liberal closet has its own skeletons, particularly when those skeletons are the architects of the modern welfare state? Which raises the second response. Liberalism, unlike conservatism, is operationally uninterested in its own intellectual history, but that doesn't make it any less indebted to it. Liberalism stands on the shoulders of its own giants and thinks its feet are planted firmly on the ground. Its assumptions and aspirations can be traced straight back to the Progressive Era, a fact illustrated by the liberal tendency to use the word progressive whenever talking about its core convictions in idea-generating institutions. The Progressive Magazine, the Progressive Policy Institute, the Center for American Progress, and so on. I'm simply fighting on a battleground of liberalism's choosing. Liberals are the ones who've insisted that conservatism has connections with fascism. They are the ones who claim free market economics are fascist, and that therefore their own economic theories should be seen as the more virtuous, even though the truth is almost entirely the reverse. Today's liberalism doesn't seek to conquer the world by force of arms. It is not a nationalist and genocidal project. To the contrary, it's an ideology of good intentions. But we all know where even the best of intentions can take us. I have not written a book about how all liberals are Nazis or fascists. Rather, I've tried to write a book warning that even the best of us are susceptible to the totalitarian temptation. This includes some self-described conservatives. Compassionate conservatism, in many respects, is a form of progressivism, a descendant of Christian socialism. Much of George W. Bush's rhetoric about leaving no children behind and how, when somebody hurts, government has got to move, bespeaks a vision of the state that is indeed totalitarian in its aspirations and not particularly conservative in the American sense.